Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canadaland, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
I'm Nick Legacy, your host of the Wandering Rhythms Global Music Buffet. Amidst the ongoing COVID pandemic, the CJSF radio station remains closed to DJs such as myself. And to be honest, I really miss the thrill of doing my show live in the studio. So yes,
hold up. Somebody stop that guy. That's
it's the wrong intro. Whoops, my mistake. The pandemic, I believe, is over, and we are actually live today. And yes, Wandering Rhythms. I am Nick Legacy. Sorry, this is an anticlimactic intro, but hey, this is a 2-hour program now of global music on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. In the land of Coast Salish nations, the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, many more other nations speaking other languages, to the east, to the north, to the south, across this land. And today is, on some corners of this grand continent, a very unique one. It is the Eclipse Day. In fact, Vancouver, we're having an eclipse right now. It's very rainy though. I can't even locate the sun in the sky, but it's up there, and we have something like a 17%. I read 28% somewhere, but it's a sliver of the moon going over the sun, and it's happening right now if you listen live. Getting to the end of it. It has reached its penultimate 17% or so a little while ago, and yeah, heading the eclipse anyways is happening further out east in Ontario, Quebec. Big one happening in Dallas. Anyways, you've heard way too much about the eclipse already, I'm sure, and all the news media, but it's happening. And well, it would be a bummer if we actually did have a full eclipse today, because you couldn't see it at all with the rain, but yeah, that's something that gets in the way for sure. So, this song right now, in honor of the eclipse, this is one of Canada's greatest ambient artists, Lossal, right here, out of Vancouver, and Lawrence English, their collaborative LP, Colors of Air, and the song Black. This is good eclipse music, I think. Sounds like a giant celestial body obscuring another one. And this album, Colors of Air, well, as you can guess, each song has a different color. I guess that's the inspiration. The songs all are very slow-moving ambient pieces like such. But I suppose in the artist's views, the different colors are represented by the different sort of moods of the tracks. So yes, this one, Black. And all the colors of the rainbow are represented. So, Lossal and Lawrence English, who is
Not from Canada. He's, I believe, Australian. Not English. Yeah, from Brisbane. So there you go. Colors of Air. And on this program, Wandering Rhythms, we travel wide and far. And the first hour, well, we just travel around the world. It's a big one. And there's always new stuff happening, so focusing certainly on recent releases. And the second hour, this week, we're traveling, well, it's always a different adventure, a different corner of the planet, traveling to Botswana, South Central Africa, home to the largest concentration of elephants on this planet, but we have not found any music made by elephants. That would be interesting, though. But yeah, they haven't developed a recording abilities yet. So for now, we're going to focus on the music humans make. And big surprise there, metal music. Yes, thrash, death metal, Botswana style. There's a scene there, there's a music festival that has, let's say, fostered this community of metal artists in Central Africa. So, you know, we're going to hear some of that. We're going to hear some, of course, more percussive, more folk music. We're going to hear some Afro-pop. We're going to hear some hip-hop. We're going to hear some little bit of everything. So that's in an hour or 54 minutes. So I'm just going to let this track continue for a little bit longer, and then we'll see what's coming next. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio 90.1.
भजन में सो सुख नाही अमीरी में। जो सुख पावो नाम भजन में सो सुख नाही अमीरी में। भला बुरा सबको सुन लीजे कर गुजरान गरीबी में। जो सुख
Rhythms on CJSF. We're listening to some fun and adventurous
tunes. The last one was actually out of Toronto, near the path of totality of the eclipse. Can't stop talking about it, I guess. And yeah, very close to Toronto. That's where the eclipse is happening. Like 90-something%, 99. I don't know, in Toronto. Anyway, pretty dark, but not completely night, like where schools are closed out of utmost caution. Anyhow, we just heard, getting back to it, Vandana Vishwas, who is a Indo-Canadian architect, musician, and not sure what she's architecting, probably something other than music, because people wouldn't call themselves an architect, even though they are sculpting sound. But anyhow, this is an album that came out in October 2023 called Kabira, or The Thinker, and it is subtitled A Musical Interpretation of the Historical Indian Philosopher-Poet Kabir Das's Timeless Poetry. So the lyrics come from poet Kabir Das, and the music comes from, well, the people who played on it. And yeah, it had a eclectic kind of Bollywood switch up in the middle of the song, where it just turned into this kind of electronic drum beat and sped up a little. And yeah, it was very cool. I'm enjoying this record, and thank you to Vandana for sending me this record. So the song was Man Lago from Kabira, once again by Vandana Vishwas out of Toronto, and if you go back further in time, from India. Yeah. Before that one, we heard a piece of music by a beautiful coming together of two different worlds, the synthesizers, soundscapes of Greg Foat, who is very, very into library music, which is old instrumental music that is meant to go into films and such, and the drumming of Ayo Salawu, based in London, from the band Kokoroko. We have played on this program as well. So, yeah, Greg Foat up to all sorts of stuff, different collaborations, and yeah, both based in London. So, yeah, it's fun. You don't hear all these synthesizers. A lot of people are in this world of ambient synths these days, and mixing that with funky drumming is like the best of two different worlds that meld so well. So the album they've made together, Interstellar Fantasy, it's a pretty short one, 7 tracks, and we heard The Lonely Robot, Greg Foat, and Ayo Salawu. Bam. And before that we heard Colors of Air, Lossal, Vancouver-based ambient wizard, real name Scott Morgan, and Australian artist Lawrence English. I don't know how you collaborate on a track like that, or like this. This is from the same album, Colors of Air. The song's called Pink. Yeah, it's quite mysterious how this music is made, first of all, and also how two people like work together. Maybe they just kind of did separate tracks mostly and put an album together, but yeah, I like it a lot. Well, next up, we got the 50th anniversary of this band from Chicago, one of the cool and important ensembles of African-American spiritual jazz music, led by Chicago multi-instrumentalist, multi-percussionist, mostly, and composer Cahil El-Zabar. And this is a 3-piece band with Corey Wilkes on trumpet and Alex Harding on baritone sax. And they've been going since 1974. Yes, quite an unorthodox combo, two horns and percussion, but it's been going good. So this is their album that just came out this March. And yes, 50 years strong. The album's called Open Me, A Higher Consciousness of Sound and Spirit by the Ethnic
Heritage Ensemble. We're going to hear the only one that you may recognize somewhat. It's that good old classic track, The Whole World. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. It's not credited to anybody. It's an ancient folk song, basically. Spiritual folk song, I suppose, by an African-American at some point. And we're going to hear that in their own wild new interpretation. This band is quite amazing. So check this out. It's hard to turn down this soundscapey pinkness, but okay, we're going to do it. The Whole World.
Girl.